Now, when it comes to the particular band that we're about to get into, you have to keep in mind that at the end of the day, we are about to cover a song that came out in 1983.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at
that. So with that being said, of course, getting into the band, The Police, and ultimately talking about their name, but then ultimately I realized this is the same member from this group that ended up suing Juice WRLD, or people thought he was suing Juice WRLD. As if you don't know, when it comes to them and Juice WRLD, Sting, which is one of the members from the Police, pun intended, it involved a lawsuit in 2025 with Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland for Juice WRLD's track Lucid Dreams. Now, of course, in this situation, Sting came out and said that he did not sue the rapper for Lucid Dreams, but he was credited as a songwriter, and reportedly he was receiving 85% of the royalties. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you already know anything about Juice WRLD, you know that Lucid Dreams is an unequivocal hit, especially in Juice WRLD's discography, let alone the music industry. So if you're gaining 85% of that particular track, guess what? You might be doing pretty good in life. But that did not stop the group, obviously, as when it came to the producer along with Juice WRLD, because in 2018, producer Nick Mirror claimed on Twitter that Sting threatened legal action when they sought a larger share.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Now, all of this is going to make sense in a minute for why we're covering a track that came out in the 80s, but I just have to bring you up to speed, right? So when Sting's spokesperson came out, he denied these lawsuit rumors, which is very interesting because, of course, Juice WRLD's side is saying one thing, Sting's side is saying another. So now we don't know the ultimate truth as far as what's going on. But what we do know is Sting is making buku bucks off of Lucid Dreams.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And that's a whole nother discussion talking about interpolation and samples in itself and how much the original creators deserve of the project. But, you know, that's another discussion, because of course I think if Juice WRLD cleared it at the beginning, he wouldn't have been in this situation in the first place. But anyways, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting into the entire group as far as The Police, because if you don't know, there's the guitarist, there's the drummer, and then of course there's somebody else, I forgot the members. So there's Sting, the vocalist, bass player, and songwriter. There's Andy Summers, who's the guitarist, and then there's Stuart Copeland, who plays the drums. Now, of course, the reason why we're covering them is because the particular song, Every Breath You Take, even though it came out in the 80s during Sting's divorce, it somehow rose to fame in the big year of 2025, which goes to show the longevity, but also how important TikTok is for any track to blow up on the charts. Because, of course, TikTok is one of the main contributors to this track rising back up on the charts. And when it comes to that, they've already had hits like Don't Stand So Close to Me that peaked at number 10 on the Billboard charts. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic, back in the, well, all of these are from the 80s, except for Roxanne, that technically was released in 1978 and then re-released in 1979. That peaked at 32. And then you have King of Pain that came out in 1983 that peaked at number 3. And then, of course, their most popular hit of all time, Every Breath You Take, which is very interesting coming from a band called The Police. But if you don't know, the reason why they're called The Police is because of the drummer, Stuart Copeland. In a 2007 interview with Vegas Rocks magazine, he explained that he picked the name because it sounded bold and authoritative. And it also, he said, it evoked a sense of power and university. And it's very interesting because, of course, Copeland, his father, was a CIA operative. So you come to realize, you know, there's more double entendres and triple entendres being founded in their name as time goes on. Because who would have knew that, right? Unless they gave that information to the public, which they did. So ultimately, the main thing for me, looking at the numbers of Every Breath You Take by The Police, released on the 1983 album Synchronicity, in the world? Synchronicity. See, the I after the synchron is messing me up, because synchronicity is not the same as synchronicity, and there's an extra I after the synchron. So y'all just was having to put up with me butchering that name, but ultimately it's out now on all DSPs if you just want to listen to that particular album. But anyways, with that being said, the track is doing phenomenal because of course there's a lot of interesting media when it comes to the police. There's a lot of turmoil and drama that we're going to get into in a second. But of course, one of the main pivotal factors is the TikTok resurgence noted in 2023. So when it comes to that, the other thing I was wanting to get into that I put off for a little bit was the legal dispute. If you don't know Sting, I know Sting is finding himself in all sort of courtrooms, right? Sting, the former frontman of the police, is facing a lawsuit from his ex-bandmates, guitarist Andy Summer, and of course, drummer Stuart Copeland, filed in London's High Court. And the dispute centers on claims of unpaid royalties.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So Summers and Copeland is seeking millions, I mean millions of pounds, for compensation for their contributions to the band's music.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn.
So anyways, when it comes to the case, it's listed under general commercial contracts and arrangements. So, of course, you can find it legally if you want to go through that process, if you're a content creator. I just wanted to bring it to y'all's attention because, of course, when it comes to me covering the music industry, this definitely rose on my radar as future chart predictions slated for August 30th. They are slated, of course, it could change, but as far as the future chart predictions for August 30th, they're slated to have the 51st most played track in the world with their track Every Breath You Take. And guess what? That track came out in 1983. Don't ever let anybody tell you that it's too late for you to have a hit. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the police in general as a band and all the drama that they've been and are currently going through? And ultimately, if you've listened to the police, what is your favorite track from them?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.